This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka.
Today, the United States and Turkey have agreed to a ceasefire in Syria.
That is Vice President Mike Pence saying the U.S. and Turkey have agreed to a ceasefire in Syria. The Vice President, who is joined by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and White House National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien, met with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan in Ankara earlier today. The ceasefire will bring an end to Erdogan's military assault against Kurdish fighters in northern Syria. That's an offensive Erdogan initiated after President Donald Trump withdrew nearly all American troops from the battlefront. The Trump administration envoy central to the Ukraine probe is distancing himself from President Trump as he testifies on Capitol Hill Thursday. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
In prepared testimony obtained by the AP, European Union Ambassador Gordon Sondland looked to separate himself from efforts by the president or personal lawyer Rudy Giuliani to have Ukraine investigate Joe Biden. Sondland was to tell House impeachment investigators he was disappointed the president told him to work with Giuliani on Ukraine policy. It all may be hard for Democrats to buy, though, given Sondland's role in the Ukraine dialogue, including him telling a fellow diplomat there was no quid pro quo in which Ukraine's leader would get a White House invitation in exchange for investigating corruption. Sondland's going to tell lawmakers he was simply repeating what the president told him. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. Congressman Elijah Cummings, a key figure in the ongoing impeachment inquiry in the House of Representatives, has died at the age of 68. His office said in a statement Thursday the Democratic lawmaker died due to complications concerning longtime health challenges. This is VOA News. Britain and the European Union have finally reached a tentative Brexit deal. Prime Minister Boris Johnson said the new deal gives Britain a new economic freedom.
It means that Northern Ireland and every other part of the UK can take part not just in free trade deals, offering our tariffs, exporting our goods around the world.
The Prime Minister will now face the difficult task of getting the deal through Parliament with 320 votes to get it ratified. Opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn called the deal worse than the one negotiated by former Prime Minister May. But President of the European Commission, Jean-Claude Juncker, says the new deal gives clarity to a long-time ambiguous situation.
This is a fair, balanced agreement. It is testament to our commitment to finding solutions. It provides certainty where Brexit creates uncertainty.
The key hurdle to a Brexit deal was finding a way to keep goods and people flowing freely across the border between EU member Ireland and the UK's Northern Ireland after Brexit. Irish Prime Minister Leo Varadkar.
It also creates a unique solution for Northern Ireland, recognising the unique history and geography of Northern Ireland, one which ensures that there is no hard border between North and South, one which allows the all-island economy to continue to develop, and one which protects the European single market and our place in it.
Juncker recommended the other 27 EU nations endorse the deal as leaders meet Thursday in Brussels. Britain is due to exit the EU on October 31st. Former Trump administration officials have testified behind closed doors on Capitol Hill throughout the week as Democrats continue to build the case Trump invited foreign interference into the 2020 election. VOA's congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson reports.
Democrats face pressure to hold an impeachment vote by year's end, avoiding the official start of the 2020 presidential election in February. Still, some said time shouldn't be a concern.
It's important to take note that we're not rushing so that we give any impression that we're happy at doing this, that this is a celebration, that all we want to do is to move the president in or out.
Democrats' next step, learning more about the text exchanges between Trump officials, including former European Union Ambassador Gordon Sondland, set to testify Thursday. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.
The head of Catalonia's government said the region should hold a new vote on independence from Spain within 2 years. This a fresh challenge to Madrid following days of unrest by pro-separatist protesters. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.